According to the U.S. Army, the man was told to stand on a box with his head covered, with wires attached to his hands. He was told that if he fell off the box, he would be electrocuted. It was this picture and dozens of others that prompted an investigation by the U.S. Army. The pictures show Americans, men and women, in military uniforms, posing with naked Iraqi prisoners. There are shots of the prisoners stuck in a pyramid.
Flies all green and buzzing in his dungeon of despair. Prisoners grumble and zip their clothes, scratch their matted hair. A tiny light from a window hole 100 yards away is all they ever get to know about the regular life in the day. And it stinks so bad, the stone's been choking and weeping greenish drops. In the room where the giant fire puffer works and the torture never stops. Spears by the iron door, knives and spikes and guns and the likes of every tool of pain. And a sinister midget with a bucket and a mop where the blood goes down the drain. And it stinks so bad, the stone's been choking and weeping greenish drops. Giant fire puffer works and the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture. The torture. The torture never stops.
What happened was there's a 57-year-old Iraqi man named Sadiq Zoman who was detained by U.S. forces during...
And in most of the pictures, the Americans are laughing, posing, pointing, or giving the camera a thumbs up. Yesterday, we asked General Mark Kennett.
He was held by them, transferred to Crete, and there, apparently, is where he was beaten.
Operations in Iraq, what went wrong?
What would I tell the people of Iraq?
He is in a coma. His wives and 9 daughters are trying to deal with the expensive medicines he needs every month to stay alive. They've sold literally everything in their home to try to keep feeding him and buying the supplies and the medicines that he needs. He was held in a U.S. military detention center in Crete. He was detained from his home, but it was U.S. military custody the entire time. He was in perfect health when he was detained, and when they dropped him back off at the hospital, he was in a coma with all the obvious signs of torture. He had electrical burns on the bottoms of each foot where electrodes had obviously been attached. He had electrical burns on his penis. He had whip marks all across his back. He had bruises up and down his legs and ribs. His right hand was broken. Both thumbs were broken, and the back of his head was severely bludgeoned in, and the back of his skull had very extensive bruising and was actually indented from the marks.
And this was reported as a heart attack.
Basically, the two top reasons they gave were a heart attack and heat stroke.
Ah! I've been looking at this Iraqi prisoner porn. It's a bit confusing. It's a bit bukkake, if you catch my drift. They hung Japanese for this, you know, after the last big colonial human pyramid. Because we have women filming men having sex. That's not quite how we do things in America. Something's been turned upside down. Well, these people, these interrogators, they've been privatized. It's perverse. Where's the sense of duty? But we've had our special forces all over the world. Guatemala, East Timor, Nicaragua, Colombia, Haiti. Because they were us. They came from inside you and I. They were us, you know? Well, when nipple clips are attached to a generator, I'd feel much better if a civil servant was turning the crank, don't you think? For freedom, our liberty, our credibility. They torture for America, not for money. They're being all they can be. Not because they choose to. They do it for us. They do it for America. The flag. A sense of history.